From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for April 3rd, 2012. Rain continued to push back the Texas drought, with most of the northeastern, central, southeastern, and eastern parts of the state either out of the drought or merely abnormally dry, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor status report of March 27th. But as much as 67% of the state remained under one stage of drought or another. All the state remained unseasonably warm, according to this week's reports by AgriLife Extension Service personnel. The above-average temperatures were a mixed blessing. The warm days quickened the maturing of wheat and brought warm season grasses out of dormancy early in some areas. In other regions that were not so fortunate to have received rains, the warm weather further dried out soils. Mark Brown, AgriLife Extension Agent for Lubbock County, Lubbock, said this March was the second warmest on record for that area, with the last hard freeze recorded on March 4th. For Motley County, southeast of Amarillo, Ryan Martin said that with soil moisture now adequate, local farmers were bedding up fields in preparation for planting cotton. Although conditions are a complete turnaround from this time last year, Motley County producers are still worried that the rains could stop at any time, Martin said. Steve Estes, AgriLife Extension Agent for Jones County, west of Fort Worth, reported that the above-average temperatures, combined with rapid growing grasses, are rapidly depleting soil moisture. The situation is certainly better there than a few months ago, but drought effects still linger around Jones County. About 50% or more of livestock ponds are still at extremely low levels, according to Estes. Jerry Warren, AgriLife Extension Agent for Callahan County, east of Abilene, also noted the warm weather has boosted wheat growth. The weather has also boosted weed growth. Warren said producers there are cautiously optimistic and are considering buying back cattle that were sold during last year's drought. In Corral County, south of Fort Worth, Lyle Zollier said the oats and wheats are the best he's ever seen in the last 15 years. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.